Graphene OS dropped a significant update overhauling its default apps and secure clipboard, and it pulled 306 points with 216 comments, the engagement reflecting how closely this privacy-focused Android variant is followed by the security-conscious segment of HN. Graphene OS's model is interesting because it's not just about removing features, it's about rebuilding the software stack around a fundamentally different trust model, where apps are isolated from each other and from the OS in ways that stock Android doesn't provide.
The secure clipboard update is particularly meaningful because clipboard access is one of the underappreciated attack surfaces on mobile platforms. Any app that's active can potentially read clipboard contents on systems without adequate isolation. There have been documented cases of apps quietly reading copied passwords, credit card numbers, and addresses. Graphene OS's approach of treating the clipboard as a secure resource rather than a shared bus reflects a serious threat model.
The App Store politics here are also worth noting. Graphene OS works without Google Play services, which means developers who target the Graphene OS user base, a privacy-conscious, technically sophisticated, often security professional crowd, have a real incentive to write apps that don't depend on Google's infrastructure. That's a slow but meaningful pressure on the app ecosystem.
Switzerland's decision to migrate 3,000 federal government computers off Microsoft landed 189 points and 148 comments. And I think it's easy to read this as a routine open source adoption story when it's actually something more significant. This is a national government making a deliberate decision about software sovereignty, reducing dependency on a single foreign technology company for core government infrastructure. The word sovereignty gets used loosely, but when you're talking about government computers running government software on government data, the argument for controlling your own stack is concrete.
The economic argument is also real. Government technology contracts with Microsoft are enormous. Switzerland is a small country, but the principle scales. The EU has been pushing for open source adoption in government for exactly this reason. It's not just ideology, it's procurement economics and long-term dependency risk. When a vendor can change licensing terms or pricing unilaterally and you have no practical alternative, you've created a structural vulnerability.
The HN comments engaged seriously with both the practical challenges and the political dimensions. Migration at scale is genuinely hard, interoperability issues, training costs, workflow disruption. But the 3,000 computer pilot framing suggests Switzerland is being methodical rather than ideological about this, which makes the long-term success more plausible.
The Internet Archive's fundraising appeal, Keep Our Servers Running, led with a 3x matching offer through September, and it scored 552 points, which tells you something about how the HN community feels about the archive. This is an organization that has been through legal battles, that has fought for the principle that digital preservation is culturally essential, and that is genuinely dependent on donations to stay operational.
The archive situation is both financially precarious and culturally irreplaceable. The Wayback Machine alone archives hundreds of billions of web pages. When a website goes dark, and websites go dark constantly, the archive is often the only place that record still exists. The legal fights over its book lending programs have been expensive and exhausting, and the cost of running petabyte-scale storage infrastructure is not trivial.
The key hierarchy strategy for rack-level security from Oxide Computer is a more technical story that got 37 points, but is worth noting for anyone working in data center security. The RFD, Request for Discussion, Oxide's internal engineering document format, lays out a strategy for managing cryptographic keys at the physical hardware level, where the threat model includes physical access to servers. It's the kind of careful, first principles security thinking that's easy to skip and expensive to get wrong.
The Ask HN, How Do You Manage Skills Files? Thread is interesting for a different reason, 161 points, 133 comments, which means it generated about as many comments as an article with nearly the same score would. The question is about a relatively new practice, maintaining structured documentation of your own skills for use with AI coding assistants. The thread surfaced a genuine gap in the tooling ecosystem. People are improvising very different solutions to what is essentially a personal knowledge management problem.
The Ingrim Project, a universal local-first SQLite memory engine for AI CLIs, is a direct response to that problem. Local-first means the data doesn't leave your machine, SQLite means it's a standard format you control, and the memory engine framing means it's designed to give AI tools persistent context about your work. Whether it gains traction depends on whether enough AI CLI tools adopt it as a standard, but the underlying need it's addressing is clearly real given the engagement in that Ask HN thread.